You're listening to The Eight. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, in the Allstate Showcase Studio, and I am joined by one of our favorites here on Pretty Late, Holly Simon, who is a fellow warrior mom. I would say warrior mom. That's why I did what I did earlier this week, Holly.
Okay, tell everybody what you did.
I did. Well, and some of our listeners know, I sometimes before I go to bed, I scroll through my Facebook feed, see what people are up to, check in what my friends are doing, and I have 5,000 people on there, so yes, friends is kind of a loose term. people who I have associated with, maybe have other friends in common. It's kind of people who I have in common.
Right.
And I came across a story a young comedian was telling, mm-hmm. and she happened to use the R word.
Correct.
And just to be clear, there are people who will text in and ask me what the R word is. And it's hard because I don't like repeating it. It's mm-hmm. physically painful.
Right.
I have had to have my moments, as you call it, schooling somebody.
Yes. Ooh.
Which is telling someone, hey, by the way, just so you know.
Correct.
Just let them let you know this is my thought mm-hmm. on using that word.
Correct.
There's no accountability when it comes to people using the word retard or
right.
retarded.
You said it.
And I know. I'm going to say it because, to be clear, right, okay. I'm not going to say the N-word because in this time in our culture, we
right.
have come to the point where it isn't acceptable to say it. Even if it's in description, it's hard to hear it. And people right now just heard me say the R-word and were like, oh, I wish she hadn't said that. Exactly.
Right.
Which is how we got to this point.
Okay.
Because I was just going to unfriend. I was just going to remove this young comedian from my list
mm-hmm.
and just move on. Because I have posted on my Facebook before, if that's a word you intend to use or you're going to use, I'm just going to remove you because I don't need to see it.
Right.
It's just not how I want to spend my time on Facebook.
Right.
And when I did that, I had someone get very angry at me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me what to say. No. I'm not telling you what to say. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you what I don't want to see.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to remove myself from the situation.
Absolutely.
And that was my intention.
Right.
I swear, Holly, that was my intention.
Until you did what?
I saw that somebody else had asked her not to use the word.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually said, please don't use that word.
Right. Simple.
And he even said, please.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else, just a very simple request, which mm-hmm. could have just been ignored.
Correct.
Or they could have said no. But right. instead, people got on and started yelling. It's Facebook, so you can't yell. But started attacking him and calling him names,
yes,
including the C word, calling him a stupid C word.
Yes.
Which I've been called in the last few weeks in
wow.
reaction to conversations we've had on the show. So I decided I'm not going to be silent on this, at least to let him know he's not the only one, that he's not alone, and to let all the other people that were jumping on him perhaps have another place. So I was just going to put, I'm not going to tell you what to say. It's just disappointing.
Right.
As you may know, I am the mother of a child with special needs.
Right.
That word is hateful and ugly.
Right.
Carry on. That
right.
was all I was going to write.
Okay.
And I believe I posted that. And then I doubled back and I went, I don't know what happened. And I was like, you know who would also react? But I'm going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't have. I tagged Holly Simon and dragged you into
But tell me what you said a minute ago, why you were looking for, this is like the funniest thing ever. I've never been called a weapon before.
Yes. It's that line from The Untouchables, right?
Love it.
She brought a knife to a gunfight. I brought Holly Simon.
Okay.
So
I'm ready to go to bed.
You were going to bed at 7 a.m. too?
Okay, so maybe I wasn't sleeping, but I casually look on Facebook to where I have like 300 messages.
Did you get messaged before you even said anything? You were being tagged?
Yours was the first one. I was
right.
like, Patty's tagged you in something, and then there's responses.
They were responding to me
yes.
and to you without you having said anything beyond what I said?
No.
Oh, I have no idea what anybody said.
I was already called a C word, so... Which I told you I was a little flattered. I've never called that before. So
I tag teamed. I went, you know what, Holly, your turn.
Right. Patty's like, I'm going to bed. I'm bringing the Top Gun in. Holly's
yes.
turn. So Holly merely says, hey, girl, young girl, I just wanted to say that you've been schooled on why it hurts us.
Right.
Could you please refrain from using the R word? And then my phone blew up for the next like 4 hours while you were
How come yours does? Because I unfriended her, right? I immediately unfriended her.
I didn't unfriend her right away.
But were you Facebook friends with her?
No. But underneath that feed, since my name was in there, anybody who replied to my comment I would get that post.
But I commented, right. And I think I got like one, and then I just turned off notifications.
But I commented.
So you didn't turn off notifications?
No, of course not. I was like, game on, man. I got my guns out. Okay. I want to play.
All right.
I mean, for like a split. Okay, so let me explain to the world what she said then. So she continued to call me the C word and you the C word. But then my friends were telling me some really funny things I didn't quite understand. I was actually in the car, and a friend texted me and said something ridiculous about my hair. And I go, huh?
Right.
And she goes, oh, the lady on Facebook. And equally, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. So when I got home and I looked, she had written an entire post just about you and I.
Yes.
You know, to Holly Simon and Patty Vasquez.
I think she called you Holly Sims at that point.
In some of it. And then she did get it right. I thought I was dual named. You know, Top mm-hmm. Guns get two names sometimes on the marquee. So
nice.
Yeah. Well played.
Real.
So she continued to call us both the C word. But this is when it got fun. Okay, so she said that I look like a skunk. Okay, that's really, really original. Mm-hmm. Good material. And then she went on to say that I own a tanning salon in Arizona, and I live on the forest floor,
right.
And I'm a Nazi.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All things that are verifiable. Yeah clearly.
I did
just from looking at your
post. I did want to post, though, that I'm Jewish. So
your profile, it's clear. Yes.
I didn't care for the Nazi comment. Owning a tan salon, okay, that you're clever. I was tan in my photo. Okay. Mm-hmm. But
so she's creating this universe because she's so angry.
She made this person up, this Holly Sims, to be this incredibly interesting character.
You're making leather sandals, are you?
I was making sandals with crosses and seashells and glittery stuff on Ooh. Them. And she wanted to be known as the queen and the goddess of, and I'm sorry, but I'm going to say it, but that we both can go to, you know, can I say hell on air?
Yes.
We can go to hell, and she wants to be known as the queen of all retards. Okay. Mm-hmm. So my friends were waiting for this show, and they're actually waiting up right now.
Oh, are they really? To us. Hi, everybody.
Yeah. And they all said, you know, go give her some Holly. But this is what I really want to say. Thank you for taking the time to make a post about me and you. I thought it was actually quite entertaining that you spent that much time.
In such a world of delusion.
Right. That's the, you know, that's
a little creativity. There was maybe on something.
Okay,
you know, maybe
right.
She's
that's
opened up her
one
horizons.
Of my friends said that.
A little mind-altering
Absolutely.
Situations.
Thank you for bringing such ignorance into my lap. Because without this, I would not have the platform in which I have now. And I will say to this comedian, on your best day, you will never be as lucky or as blessed as I am to have Nathaniel and Declan in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So game on, little girl. You may private me anytime you'd like. I will meet you for coffee. I will refrain from slinging mud at you because that will get our children nowhere. There are bullies amongst us. They live next door. They're at our schools.
Thank you for letting us know where you are.
And thank you for this comedian as we now will come into your show. And mm-hmm. now we won't. We're not going to do anything because
there's nothing to do.
Because
there's...
you exist. Mm-hmm. You showed Patty and I that you exist. And all we did was say, please refrain. And you went batshit crazy on us. And we want to thank you for it because we can't be ignorant to the fact that our world has changed. It's mm-hmm. not unicorns. And, oh, I think she said that too. Something about unicorns with us. But it's not unicorns and rainbows.
She used the reference. She was saying that I'm trying to censor her. I don't have the power to censor anybody. I don't have the power to suppress, to keep anyone from saying anything they want to say. Like, I'm so angry all of a sudden. No, I mean, in my reaction, in my request, in her anger back, mm-hmm. is she trying to censor me by her own logic?
Absolutely.
But there is no censorship there. There's no effort to censorship.
But you never said
there's
that.
A request. No, I didn't. I'm not. But by the way, when Facebook took down her page, if you look at that as censorship, that was because then you did devolve into hateful language
hate
directed towards us, towards people
crime.
In our community.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The initial post, mm-hmm. I made a request to that. I did not alert Facebook. I did not say this was hate language. I said
right.
it was ugly and hateful.
Thank you to my friends who did report her mm-hmm. because she doesn't need a platform. I will allow her a platform. And like you said, please meet me. I'd love for you to get a little slice of this and talk. No, for real, Patty.
No, because once I saw that spiral out of control, you see that this is not someone who can be reasoned with.
I hear you. I hear you.
I tried with reason and a request and even pleading, then I got angry.
She hid behind the comedy. I'm a comic. How dare you?
Right.
Okay. So what we're saying here is you're not funny. The one thing that she did that I love.
Funny
the
is
most,
objective.
But I mean, I'm just saying Holly's world.
Yes.
In Holly's world. Okay. You're not funny. Mm-hmm. You're a bully. So when she went on to say Holly who? I want to tell you who Holly is. Holly is a mom. She's an advocate. She's a friend. She is loud and she can be outspoken.
Mm-hmm.
But she is honest and truthful and raw and loving. And if you want to pick on somebody, come on.
And that's why I pulled you into that little discussion. I was like, oh, you want to play?
You want a piece of this?
You know?
I'm bringing in my Top Gun.
I'm bringing all the bats and balls.
So we know they're out there.
Yes. Well, and that was the entire sort of realization I had when I was looking at the feed. I was like, oh, these are not reasonable human beings.
Right.
They have talked them into a corner, themselves, into believing that we can be hateful as long as we wrap ourselves in the cloak of artistic freedom.
So what do we do?
But you can. No, but you can have artistic freedom, but then that means that there can be comments about it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get angry, it's that they don't want to say that they're wrong.
Right.
And they may never believe that they are wrong.
Mm-hmm. You touched a nerve, I mean, on her.
Yes.
For her to go so crazy.
I mean, but if you really believe in what you said, then my reaction to it should not affect you at all. You should just go, oh, that's what Patty Vasquez thinks. I'm just going to keep doing what I do.
What do we do? Because this isn't just about...
And what we do is have the conversation.
Right.
This is why I brought you into the feed.
Absolutely.
That's why I tagged you. I was like to have the conversation.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
Well, I know that I, you know, so I saw some dry leaves and I said, look, I have some gasoline. I have this can of gasoline. Oh, where can I find a match? Hold on. Let's see what Holly Simon is doing. We'll find out what Holly Simon is up to more after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, and we are in the Allstate Showcase studio. I wanted Holly to have the chance to come in a little bit early, so we are recording this because you've brought Nate with you. Thank you so much. Always great to see Nate and his beautiful green eyes.
Yeah, he's awesome.
And I started a little bit of trouble on Facebook. I don't think I've ever gotten in this big of an argument on Facebook before.
Maybe, seriously?
Chick-fil-A. When the CEO or whoever he was said that he came out against gay marriage and it was very public, and mm-hmm. I may have said a few things that got other people angry. I didn't. And here was the difference was I was not attacked by this comedian, mm-hmm. nor did I actually attack her. Mm-hmm. I was stepping into a conversation where this comedian had used the R word, mm-hmm. and I was disappointed and I intended to just unfriend her. Mm-hmm. But when I saw people attack another Facebook acquaintance, mm-hmm. who just asked her not to use the word and they got really nasty about it, mm-hmm. I can't walk away from that.
Right.
I just found it impossible to walk away. But I also was like, I've been in fights like this before. When I was in high school, there was another kid in my class, we were sophomores, and he was calling a kid the R word. And I said, why don't you stop it? All I said, the same thing. It was mm-hmm. exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why don't you stop? And okay. he came over and ended up picking a fist fight with me. And
wow.
I completely was fine with that. But at the same time, like there was all, you know, there's this fighting and you're punching and you're hitting and you're kicking because somebody can't be a decent human being. And that's
wow.
what made me so angry about this comic. She couldn't be decent to another human who just made a request, a simple request. Please don't use that word, was all he said. So I had to step in. But this time I'm like, you know what? I've gotten into this fight before. I'm not going alone. I know somebody who will be relentless. I'm relentless in the sense that I'm going to be like, well, this just happened. And I didn't think it was going to bubble up this badly. I didn't
right.
know that she was going to so I apologize for unleashing someone who is clearly unbalanced.
Correct.
So I apologize to you, Holly.
Never. Do not apologize to me. Like I told you earlier, I'm enjoying this. In a sick sort of way, this gives us a purpose. We need to educate. You guys,
it shines a light on people who behave this way.
This woman is a mother. She's a mother, mm-hmm. okay? She's somebody's daughter. She lives next door to someone. She has a job.
Mm-hmm.
She's coming in contact with other people.
Right.
When we went out to Pontiac, one of the things that I wanted to get across and that I loved about our speech that day was it isn't just about yourself anymore. It's right. not about just you stopping your behavior or you ending the R word. It's not just about the R word. It's about respect
right.
and disrespect and being mean to someone and
giving permission to dehumanize and to diminish and to common. Completely dismiss right. somebody because right. you think they are less than.
So what I want the world to do, and it's not happening, is instead of just being accountable for yourself, is could you please try to be accountable to the person that you hear is saying something so repulsive?
Right.
Could you just please, like you did, even though you might not have wanted to put your foot into such mud, you did, and then you threw a gun in and a grenade, and like, I thank you for that.
I don't think I can finish this off. I'm going to just go ahead and light this match. I need to bring in the rest of the TNT.
I love that more than you know. It's hilarious. Because I didn't ask to be this person. I just became this person. Because he's so sweet and loving. He's not fighting for himself. Someone has to fight for these kids mm-hmm. and these adults. And so that's what I'm asking us as a community to do. We start here in Chicago. When you hear somebody being ignorant, please educate them. Please stop them in their tracks and say, mm-hmm. that is offensive to me and let me tell you why. I don't yell at anyone when I hear them say that. They do see a look of right. disdain in my face and then they oh, I'm sorry. And I go, mm-hmm. no, it's okay. But from now on, please know that there are other words that can be used instead of retard and retarded.
Well, and
there
the thing is,
wonderful words.
And she's saying that this is in my rotation of humor, but there, like you said, one, there are other words, but the reason you employ that, the reason that you use that as a weapon is because it's easily recognizable to your audience. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's not just being responsible for yourself. You are initiating something because you know it's a trigger for everyone else to go, yeah, you know, all the other descriptions of mm-hmm. kids like ours. Mm-hmm. You are reflecting them. Mm-hmm. It's not just that you believe 100%. That word is okay. And so it is, and you encourage that. You make it okay for them to then use it on the streets or in the schools or at home with their children. Hiding behind the cloak yeah. of artistic license, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But then you have to also be prepared for the person that's going to go, not funny, not acceptable.
Let's be honest that we know, mm-hmm. you and I both know, it's not the word. Mm-hmm. It's not just the word.
It's the intent behind
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's you're making fun of my son. How are you not understanding that?
But and why can't people, when we say that's hurtful, their immediate reaction, and we've talked about this time mm-hmm. and time mm-hmm. again on this show, if I say that is hurtful, my reaction to that is pain.
Of course.
Then I don't understand why the reception of that information can't be, oh, I didn't think of it that way.
It's like,
it has to
yeah.
be, no, you're a horrible person. You're doing something. You're making me right. do that. And they spiral into right. rage right. rather than just kind of accepting the information, right. acknowledging it. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to change.
Right.
But you're just going to have to go, oh, that's that person's right. truth. That's right. what they said. They said that. Oh, look, that happened. That's
right.
all.
Right.
But to attack us.
I met someone this morning. She happened to be a psychiatrist, and she saw the feed. She was talking about the feed. And she had mentioned that what happened was you touched a trigger in mm-hmm. this person, and it made her explode. That's her shortcoming,
yeah.
not ours.
No.
So what we do, we pity her. We feel sorry for her. Because you know what? Our life will always be better.
Well, and we exposed, you know, unknowingly and without planning to, we exposed who she is
she's
or who,
not the only
who
one.
She's showing to the world.
Right. So I thank her for letting herself be so vivid and vibrant
and honest.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. Go there for you it, go. Girlfriend. You won mm-hmm. your end.
Yeah. There you go. You've shown everybody. We also gave her the opportunity
absolutely.
To show her colors, to
yeah, absolutely.
Display what she really believes in her heart.
So I thank you.
Yes.
I thank you for this discussion.
For revealing yourself.
And the dialogue.
It is. It's a revelation.
And you're not the only one.
To know that there are hateful people out there who want to diminish others. At the expense of artistic freedom.
It's okay. That's always prevail. Goodness will always work.
Holly Simon, how can we find your book, I Am Who I Am? Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. It is just flying off the shelf, you guys. I'm so excited. The reviews have been magnificent. You can buy your copy at lulu.com, lulu.com, mm-hmm. or find us at www.iam-whoiam.com.
And do you have any other events coming up? Since I didn't get to come to last week's book signing.
Oh, my
signing.
Gosh, you were so missed. Yeah, actually, February.
Wow.
Where am
how,
I?
How early did we record this?
April.
It's April. It's okay.
April 21st. I'm going to be in Forest Park mm-hmm. At Gaetano's Restaurant on Madison. And then we actually have something in Northwest Indiana that we're working on. We're going to merge with the Down Syndrome Association of Northwest Indiana, and we're going to offer some really cool classes for all of our teens and our adults.
Wonderful.
So we've got a lot of really amazingly huge, wonderful, life-changing things ahead.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Holly Simon. And I will think twice before I do anything like that again. I know.
I loved it.
I know. But it was so early in the morning. You have so much to take care of. You're the mother of five, breast cancer survivor, and one of our favorite guests. And you're a powerhouse, and I really admire you. Thank you so much for being my Holly Simon weapon.
I love you.
More after this on 720 WGN.